Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you're hot. The Bills won 10 games last year. They got good playing, good improvement more than anything from their second-year quarterback. You got to make a move. You got to make a couple of moves to go for a championship in the next couple of years. I don't think 3 to 5 years is a – you want to be good for 3 to 5 years, but as far as winning a championship, you better be ready to move whenever the opportunity presents itself.
So you think it's going to be a one swing and done?
No. But they got to take the swing soon because pretty soon
– Well, it took a swing this year.
Well, they weren't championship contenders this year. They won 10 games, went to the playoffs. But would you argue they were Super Bowl contenders?
I thought they had enough guys to beat anybody on their schedule.
Well, why didn't they?
Well, because it's hard to win. I mean, you got to give the other guys credit, too. You think it's just because they get a wide receiver and everything, nobody's going to be easy, hard to beat?
I think they can get better with a good wide receiver and a pass rusher. Yeah.
My point is this. I don't think this is a window.
Oh, I do.
I think this is a process by which you stay up there all the time. I think that's what Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott have preached from their beginning. This isn't just we're going to come in here, try and win a championship, and then we're going to move on. This is we're going to get good, stay good, and we're going to be there every year.
And who's done that other than the Patriots in recent NFL history?
Well, I haven't heard. There's been some people, and I was going to say that too. Some people you come in and say we're going to get good, we're going to contend every year, da-da-da-da. You know, but there are other teams like Pittsburgh does it. They're kind of in the conversation. Baltimore does it. They're kind of in the conversation all the time. Mm. Out west, the Seattle Seahawks didn't go away. They've been there for now pushing a decade with Pete Carroll. Even this New Orleans Saints had this window open for a long time. You can make the argument that it's going to close when Drew Brees goes away, but if they can hang on to Teddy Bridgewater, they went 5-0 with him, maybe it doesn't. So more and more teams are getting a recipe for staying good and therefore in the conversation and therefore competitive for much longer than just some window that slams shut when a quarterback.
All in favor of that. All in favor.
And I think this team's on the way there. And we're in the beginning processes, the beginning of it. I mean, they were 10-game winners this year, and they were in there. They were in the tournament. And they were a tough out from week one all the way till week 17. And I think that the plan, and obviously the architects are trying to say, listen, we're going to do that again. And we're sitting here in the midst of, well, they got to, you know, it's a little different animal now to maintain than it was just to kind of build it up.
Let's go to Larry in Wyoming County. Hello, Larry. You're on the air.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I think we should shore up our offensive line, keep Spain before we do anything. We need to protect Allen, or he's going to get killed back there. Then dabble in free agency. I mean, you might be able to find a receiver if you want a receiver and speed rusher. Some of the guys that are playing in the XFL are actually looking good, like Cam Phillips, Ross. I mean, there's some receivers right there that we can even bring in eventually.
Yeah, I agree. You're with me. I've always said, you know, the offensive and defensive lines where everything starts, and I think you got to make sure those two areas are up to snuff. And I think you look at the Twitter poll today, Murph, and I was looking at this. Most people, like 40%+ of the people, maybe half of the entire Twitter people who've responded have said they want somebody who's proven. They either want to get a free agent, trade a first rounder for a player that we already know about, or get one in free agency that we already know about. Only 20% of the people want to go out and get guy in the first round of the draft or trade up to get a first guy in the first round of the draft. Probably because they know even if you get a great rookie, he may come in and be productive, but it'll take him a while to acclimate. And nobody wants to wait for that. You know, when we're sitting here in February, we don't want to wait another year for this guy to acclimate and after his first year say, okay, he's really going to put it together. Well, we want to do it now. So I think most of the people on the Twitter poll are saying, let's get one in free agency or trade for one that we know about because we need a guy who knows what it is to be an NFL player. I don't want to wait on a first-round draft pick, no matter how good he's going to be.
I hear you. Let's go to Tim in DePew. Hello, Tim. You're on the air with us.
Yeah, you know, I love listening to everybody talk about we need offensive help with either a stud wide receiver or offensive linemen. But we have a big gaping hole right now with the loss of Lorenzo Alexander retiring. You're probably going to lose Murphy, which I don't think is a big loss. But you got Shaq Lawson that's out there as a free agent as well. I think that the Bills, I think if they're smart, they go after somebody to fill a void on that side of the defense. That's a strong side of your defense, and you got a lot of pieces that, you know, just may not be there. And you don't want your defense to take a step back at the price of bringing your offense up.
Yeah, Tim, you're right. And we've been talking about that, how different it is this year where you're losing good players, well, in the case of Lorenzo to retirement, or Trent Murphy maybe to salary cap casualty, or, you know, Shaq Lawson to free agency. We're getting caught up in these guys we're going to acquire. We do have to make sure we got guys to either develop from within or to grab in free agency to fill out our roster with guys that aren't going to be here next year through no fault of their own, but because their contracts are up or they're free agents or whatever. You got to line up 22 guys, 11 on both sides of the ball, and right now we've lost some starters that contributed in a big way. You got to fill those voids.
Thanks for your call. Let's do a little true or false, NFL true or false, brought to you by Yancey's Fancy, New York's artisan cheese. True or false, number one, Tyrod Taylor, former Bills quarterback, is a legitimate option for the Chargers at quarterback. This is a question that I think you and I will probably pose next week. Tom Telesco has agreed to be on the show with us next week at the Combine in Indianapolis. He's the local product, St. Francis High School product, general manager of the Los Angeles Chargers. Is Tyrod Taylor a legitimate option for the Chargers at quarterback, true or false? I'm going to say false, Steve. I think Tyrod has established himself as a good backup quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah, I don't think they want to go into a new building with Tyrod at quarterback. I don't think they would balk at the idea. I think Tyrod would – I mean, he's no Phillip Rivers even at 38. But Tyrod Taylor can play. We saw him play here in Buffalo. Certainly he's frustrating at times to watch. He has trouble pulling the trigger on throws that aren't wide open. But he's a great – he's a really good athlete, a really good leader, a strong guy in the locker room.
Doesn't cough it up.
He never turns it over. And for a good roster like the Chargers have, that's not all that bad. And for the price tag, they're – and I don't know, I couldn't tell you what the number is right off the top of my head. You know he's not breaking the bank as a backup. So I would say probably, yeah, I'd say true. He's proven he started here for 3 years, and this is a team that led the league in rushing during his tenure here. So I'd say true, even though, you know, you don't consider him as championship caliber quarterback's going to do it. Certainly there are worse options than Tyrod, and this is and there are better ones too, no question about it. But I don't think I think they're going to look for somebody, but if they don't find one, they'll win some games with Tyrod Taylor, but I don't know that they're going to go to the playoffs and win a championship.
True or false, part two. We've had a lot of talk about Jameis Winston leaving the Bucs. He's a free agent, it appears. Was it today? Yeah, today, right? Ben Bolin, yes, mentioned the Bucs as a possible landing spot for Tom Brady. The Buccaneers' priority this offseason, though, is it quarterback or is it defense? There's a contention out there that their priority is defense, not offense. Bruce Arians, their coach, he's got a lot to do, but he said it starts with the defense, their next move. It starts with their defense, the next move they got to make, the top priority. True or false, Buccaneers' priority this offseason is defense, not quarterback. Don't know much about their situation, but I would think if you're going to lose a former first-round pick, your starter for a couple of years, that would be your number one priority, replacing him. I'm going to go false on this one.
Yeah, it might not be. It might be true just because of the fact there's so many guys available. You know you're going to be able to find a guy to play, and a guy with some experience, a guy who won't throw 30 interceptions. In this case, in this particular year, he may be right. It may not be the guy who's calling signals. You know you can find a guy and got a guy on the line that can win games for you. But as young as they were on defense last year, and as important as it can be for a quarterback to have somebody who – you know, who can pick up the slack and shorten the game, and your defense can give you more possessions, then I think, yeah, certainly volume-wise, the Bucs have got a lot more players on defense they got to replace than they do on offense with just their quarterback. So I'm going to say just for this year, I'm going to say it's true.
Okay. And finally, NFL true or false, Melvin Gordon would be a perfect fit for the Steelers. That's what a story on NFL.com says. The Steelers Don't have much cap space. Might not be able to afford Gordon, who has said he wants to stick to the Chargers. But Gordon could wind up elsewhere after his holdout last year. Le'Veon Bell's absence in Pittsburgh was felt last year. So I don't know. Do the Steelers go for Melvin Gordon? Would he be a perfect fit there? Sure, I'll go. Yeah, I don't know if he's a top priority for them, but I would think that he would be a fit there and help them out immensely.
Yeah, I think so too. Melvin Gordon's a good player, and I think if the Steelers can get him, they've got the kind of offensive line and the kind of offense with Ben Roethlisberger that can make the most out of his of what he has to give them. He catches the ball well out of the backfield. He's a three down back, and he's big, and he's had some production in this league. I think he would thrive behind the offensive line in Pittsburgh like he has never thrived before. I think that would be I think any running back would love to play in Pittsburgh in that stadium for that team behind that offensive line.
All right, there you go. NFL True or False brought to you by Yancey's Fancy, New York's artisan cheese. We're taking a break. We're coming back. One Bills Live presented by Kaleida Health from the Seneca Studio in Orchard Park. This is Buffalo Bills Radio. So what do we learn from today's show brought to you by Skyworks, the official construction equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills? What do we learn, you ask? We had Ben Volen in for the Boston Globe, covers the New England Patriots. We asked him the obvious question, what does Tom Brady's future look like? Here's what Ben Volen said.
Frankly, he's the linchpin of the entire quarterback market and free agency. From what I've heard, like all the teams that need a quarterback, they're checking up on Teddy Bridgewater, but first they want to see what Tom Brady's going to do. And I think several teams will be interested in him. The Chargers, the Raiders are the teams that everyone's talking about. The Buccaneers, supposedly, are going to be into Tom Brady. And then there are wild card teams like the Cowboys and Giants and Titans that I don't think they'll be making a move. But, you know, we've never gone through a free agency like this before. I'm not sure in the NFL. I mean, Kirk Cousins had a pretty wild one 2 years ago. But I think if Brady makes it to free agency and he doesn't return to the Patriots, it's going to be a pretty crazy few weeks while he decides which team he's going to join.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I think we are looking forward to that, right? Free agency just a month from today. The legal tampering period starts a month from Monday, from this past Monday. Right. And the real tampering or the real signing starts a month from today. Also, we had Greg Rosenthal on the show today of NFL.com. He talked about what the Bills can do try to dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs, AFC, and Super Bowl champions.
Doing everything possible to make Josh Allen comfortable. That, you know, you don't need to convince yourself that he's suddenly going to take over games by himself, but if they could add a free agent class, even close to the one they did a year ago when they added Mitch Morse and Cole Beasley and John Brown, of course. If you added a couple more weapons around him, then I think you suddenly have a group where Josh Allen can be a big part of a improving, explosive offense. You know you trust in that defense, and that really just putting all the pieces and increasing the talent base around Josh Allen gives them a shot.
Greg Rosenthal talking about that. The comments from Ben Volen on Brady reminded me of how fun this is going to be the next month or so, right? It's going to be crazy.
I smell a Twitter poll with the Brady thing. What's the now plausible, not some, you know, what is the most plausible, best ending for Bills fans on how Tom Brady leaves New England, right? Is it that he leaves, takes less money with L.A. Chargers, goes back and shoots verbal bombs back at New England or whatever. Or
Chargers come here next year, by the way.
Right. Or do the or does he go to someplace else and it comes out that the Patriots offered him like, you know, some small teeny tiny little, and it's embarrassing and they take a lot of heat from their fans over not even trying to keep him. What's the best? How does this play out the best to give us here in Western New York just some sort of little nice chuckle as we go to sleep one night? You know what I'm saying?
I do. You know, Ben Volen, he covered the usual suspects, but he also talked about some crazy places. Like, can you imagine Tom Brady if he plays for the Dallas Cowboys? I guess that could happen. They have not signed Dak Prescott yet. I guess I don't think it is either.
That's crazy.
But he brought it up as a potential wild card place, right? He put it in the Giants, the New York Giants.
I get it. Crazy talk.
Giants are crazy talk? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well,
everything's on the table with Brady.
Yeah, they're not going to kick Dak Prescott to the curb for 2 years of Tom Brady. Okay. The Giants, that doesn't seem like a very New York Giant thing to do to me. No. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The big blue doesn't do that kind of thing. It's L.A. Chargers, The Raiders, yeah. Tampa Bay, yeah. Indianapolis?
No. No.
Frank could entice.
You going to go right down the league? I don't
know. Frank Reich, I'm talking about teams maybe looking. Frank Reich could entice a guy like Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? His intellect and his ability to communicate. He knows what makes those guys, you know, the good ones tick. He could probably speak to him in his ear and, whisper some sweet nothings, and Brady would consider it.
He'll probably wind up signing with the Patriots.
He's going to be back in the Patriots. I'm back on that bandwagon today,
by the way. Yeah, I saw that. He took another turn. We'll talk more about Brady and the Patriots and the Bills tomorrow. We got Charlie Yuke on the show tomorrow. He is the director of production for the NFL Network. We'll talk about combine coverage. We're going to the combine next Tuesday. Production assistants George Blass, Jeff Koltnick, Thomas Onander, Kelly Rude, J.J. Torito, Kevin Cargis, James Robo, producer Jay Harris. See you tomorrow at noon. One Bills Live from Seneca Studio in Orchard Park. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.